Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Ayin Beis, and we are on the top line of Ayin Beis and Aleph, just one hosafa from yesterday that I didn't get a chance to mention. We discussed the sugya of Das Acheres Makne yesterday, where we mentioned that idea comes up in Shas, but the application of applying that to the Kinyanim of Ketanim does not appear in Shas. That is the Shita of many Rishonim, Baalei Tosfos and others, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shach was not happy with that distinction. He thought it was too much of a basic distinction to not have been mentioned in Shas for it to be true, so therefore it must not be true, because the greatest Raya is the Raya of omission, says the Shach. And the Ksos defends the fact that it does not appear, and the Shach is also bothered by the Svara. And the Ksos defended the Svara as well. It's different, just like we find by other distinctions in halacha between machzik b'nichsei hager, which is not das acheres makne, and other contexts. Either way, just one other hosafa, a very creative question that's given by the Noda Bihuda in Evan Ezra Simen Nun Dalet. Ask the Noda Bihuda, if we hold das acheres makne, then I have a kasha on marriage. We know that on a daraisa level, a ktana can be married. Ktana can be married. Right, she could, right, Kiddushe Ketan is a din da'araisa, and there is a way for her to be married. And midrabanan, we know this Kiddushe Miyun, with her mother and brothers. But what about a katan? A katan cannot be married midaraisa. A katan can be married. Yibum, maybe the act of yibum, maybe in certain contexts, but on a da'araisa level for a katan to be married, there is no, avenue on a da'araisa level. Ask the Noda Bihuda, why not? If we hold to the principle of das acheres makne, and by marriage the man is the kone and the woman is the makne, she's nikne, so to speak, makne herself, so why don't we say das acheres makne, and a katan can be married on a daraisa level? That's the question of the Noda Bihuda. Kasha li al kol haktanim, lama lo yuchlu lekadesh isha, shetehe mekudeshes afilu midaraisa, vahalo kisha das acheres makne lo, yesh lo kinyin, ulerov aposkim, except the Shach, afilu ben haTorah, v'harei ha'isha higdola, v'hi makne atzmalo, v'lama lo yikna osa. Right, why shouldn't it work? Bish, lama masha ketana ina miskadeshes ben haTorah, I know by a ketana, afsho ish mekadesh hu gadol, v'shem ha'ein ha'ish makne atzmo li'isha. It's not that the man is makne himself to the woman, the man is kone. Adarabba, hu kone osav, ha'ish nikneis tanan. Avalo shaninu bishumakom, ha'ish nikne. V'kakazavet yaharash, perakamet de kiddushin. V'chulu, v'yim kein, ask the Noda Bihuda, katan, shehu kone iho isha, v'eino makne atzmola, lama lo yuchal akadish ben haTorah, kivan shadas acheres makne lo. That's the kash of the Noda Bihuda. If you hold to the principle of das acheres makne, why can't a katan get married on a daraisa level? And he continues and says, "Abiyosi choshev umaayin bazeh chashavti od lahavin divrei chazal." And he quotes the sugya in Maseches Gittin of Peutos, and he also asks a question on that. But then he says, "Umayata ani omer." Next paragraph, "Shezeu atam atzmo shein kiddushav klum in haTorah." Let me explain. "Shekivan shein nisina so bekesaf hakiddushin sheno sein lahamis kadeshes nisina shahari hu eno yachol lahaknos la kesef afi eno niknas lo." Says the Noda Bihuda, technically you're right. She can be makna herself to the man. But remember, marriage is about his giving something to her also. They go hand in hand. He has to give her something as a davar shava kesef, at least a pruta, as we heard learned yesterday, the day before, we spoke about adam chashuv. There could even be hana'a, but it has to be some type of nesina from the man to the woman. So says the Noda Bihuda, you're right. The makna atzma could work from her to him, but the kinyan cannot work from him to her. And if it can't work from him to her, then the whole thing falls apart. You need something to transfer rishus from him to her. And therefore, here that you don't have that, the ode, and then he quotes another problem by shtar, and then he quotes what about kedushe bia. He continues at the end. He says, "V'efshalomer deinachinami shiyochal lekadosh bekesef ubia u'mashapasha bekol hashas sheikidush shakdar klub ayinu b'shtar." Unbelievable. He says at the end, he says maybe it does work in certain cases, even though you don't get that impression at all. What's the answer to the Noda Bihuda's question? Other achronim say, what would the answer be? So that would be, how could you compare kiddushin to a regular case of kinyanim? Even if you say Das Acharis Machna by a regular Kinyan, maybe Kiddushin is different. Yes, Kiddushin is a Kinyan, but it's a special, unique, different type of Kinyan than any other Kinyan. So how can you say Das Acharis Machna would apply here? The way the Avnei Miluim says it, it's Simon Ben Gibel, right? The Ksos loves this, loves the Ran. He quotes it a number of times. He says, no, the Das Acharis Machna works differently than regular Das Machna. This is one of the major sugyas in Miseches Kiddushin. There's two Rashis, one in Kiddushin, one in Yevamos, about what is the Das of the Isha by Kiddushin. Is it regular Das Machna? Or is it something unique and different, that she's Machna Atzma? She's not being Machna any type of Chayfetz. Machna Atzma, says the Avnei Miluim in Simin Mem Gimel. He says, Nira de Bekidushin Leka Klal Das Acheres, Vihiyo Isha. Why? And he quotes the Ran in Nedarim. It says Daf Chavtes, but it really means Daf Lamed. The Ran in Nedarim, Daf Lamed. We've quoted this Ran often in Nedarim and elsewhere. How does Kiddushin work? Yes, she's Machna Atzma, but really, who is the active party by a marriage? Says the Ran. The man is the active party, halachically. By Gerushin, they're both the active party. On a Daraisa level. By Kiddushin, they're really both the active party, while by Gerushin, they're not. But even by Kiddushin, where they both need, even her Ratzon is needed, but still it does not mean that she's the active party as well. Let's read the key line, says the Ran. Kivan shehi maskemes l'kiddushi ha'ish, hi mevateles daita uritzona, umashvi nafsha eitzel habal kidvar shel hefker, v'habal machnisa l'rishuso. Hilkach, ein anu donin b'kiddushin mitzad ha'isha ele mitzad habal. Meaning, even by Kiddushin, we might say by Gerushin, we're on the Daraisa level, it's the man is the active party. So then you could say this, by Kiddushin, the Ran puts Kiddushin very much closer to Gerushin. And that is, she has to give her acquiescence, she has to agree, but once she does that, it's like she opens the door, and then the man is the one that is the active party in marriage. So she's mevatelas atzma in terms of the halachic mechanism. That's the Ran in Nedarim. So the Avnei Miluim a few times in his commentary quotes this Ran, and he says this here too. Umishemachi nicha de lo havi isha dasacharis machne usa kiva sheina masket machneses atzma l'shuzabal. She's not being machne herself. She's being mevatelas her own das. What does that mean? Nothing negative here. It just means she is nichnas to his rishus in order to create one rishus, to create one marriage. One rishus with all the responsibilities that he has to her. The hefker lo havi das acheres, v'katan lo zacha shum davar hefker. Ela b'matana disle das acheres. Buy a matana, give to a katan. So that's das acheres makne. But marriage is not das acheres makne, and therefore, says the Avnei Miluim, that Oda Behuda's question does not get off the ground. Okay, says the Ksos was earlier. It just means that that issue doesn't get off the ground. Okay, let's now get back to our sugya, top of Ayin Beis of an Aleph. So we are in the discussion of Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan regarding the issue of Mocher ba'ayin yafeh, Mocher ba'ayin ra'ah, and that, how does that relate to Matana? How does that relate to Hektish? How does that relate to brothers splitting up property? Right, those were the three other applications, four altogether, I think, from the Mishnah that we are in the middle of. Mechira, Matana, Hektish, and Yerusha. Those are the four topics that the Mishnah described here, the last Mishnah in the fourth parak of Maseches Bava Basra. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara now, Umimatz is mukmas lakal Rabbi Shimon k'Rabbi Akiva. As we just said, that the statement that Rav Huna had said, that even though when somebody, the Rabbanan say that if somebody buys two trees, so they're not kona the karka, but if somebody sells trees, they leave, it sells karka and keeps trees to themselves, they keep the karka with them. So at this point we said, that's a machlokas tanoim. Even though originally Rav Huda said, or the Gemara said, afilu Rabbi Akiva, we rejected that. No more afilu Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva would not agree to that. Mocher ba'ein yafa mocher. Therefore, if I keep the trees, I still would not keep the land with those trees. That's what we just said. Rabbi Akiva would agree with Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah and not follow the lines of Rav Huna. So the Gemara says, "Umi matzis mukmisla l'Rabbi Shimon k'Rabbi Akiva." Can we really say that? There, Reb Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva, but Vatanya. But look at the following brisa. By the end of this brisa, we're going to see that this brisa has to be Rabbi Shimon Shita and not Rabbi Akiva Shita. So we will see that those two shitas do not go hand in hand. That's going to be the reason we're quoting this whole brisa. So Vahatanya says the brisa hikdish shlosha ilanos mimata asara labesa. If somebody is makdish three trees in an area of a besa, mimata asara labesa, where you plant 10 to a besa. Hare hikdish es hakarka ves hilano shebineim. If they are nicely spaced, normally spaced how trees would be spaced, and therefore they also get nourished from the ground. So not only will you makdish the trees, we automatically assume that you will makdish the karka and the small trees in between these major trees. The Rashbam says the small trees. Tosfos says even the non-fruit producing trees, ilano srak. That's hikdish es hakarka ves hilano shebineim. And therefore, what's the difference? If I makdish trees, I also say, the assumption is, I'm also makdish the karka between them. Lefichach, kishihu podeh, when I'm podeh, what do I have to be podeh? So 1 minute. We need a words of introduction to understand this, Bryce. So we know that the Torah tells us in Vayikra, in Perachav Zayin, there are different halachas between how to redeem land and different types of lands when it comes to Hekdesh, right? The Torah tells us at the end of Sefer Vayikra in Perachav Zayin, all the different halachas, as we'll get to soon, Perachav Zayin. First we talk about, Arachin of people. And after we talk about Arachin of people, then we get to, V'im Misteachuz Aso, Yakdish Ish Lashem. Special halacha. If somebody is makdish a field that they bought from someone, so then that could be redeemed from hekdesh based on the list price of the field. But that's called stay mikneh. I bought it, I was kohen of the field. We'll get back to that, Baruch Hashem, in terms of money and mitzvos. Then I'm poded based on whatever it's worth. But special din by stay achuza. If somebody takes their ancestral field and is makdish it, the way that it is nifneh is based on a fixed amount set by the Torah. If I redeem it right after Yovel, then I pay the entire amount. Right, 49 plus 1 pundion. And if I buy it sometime in between the Yovels, then I have to prorate it based on how much is worth each year. So the Torah tells us, Vim misteachuza so, yakdish ish lashem. If somebody's makdish their steachuza, vaya erkecha lefi zaro, it's erech. Just like people have a fixed erech based on gender and age, so too steachuza has a fixed erech. Vaya erkecha lefi zaro, depending on how much you could plant. Zerach omer sorim, the area that it takes to plant a chomer of saorim, of barley, bachamishim shekel kesef. That 50 kesef, 50 shkalim for that area. If it's right after Yovel, so you have 50 years until you're going to have to give it back, a steachuza that is not redeemed goes to the kohanim at the end. So, if it's steachuza Yovel, so they kerkecha yakum, you pay the full. V'im achar hayovel yakdish sadehu. Right, sometimes we read these psukim, but we don't focus on what it means. If it's after Yovel, v'chishav la kohen, because the kohen prorates it. Es hakesef, al pi hashanim anos haros, ad shnas hayovel, v'nigra me'erkecha. And you take that off from the erech. V'im gol yigalas asada hamakdish. So what if the makdish himself, the one who steachuza it is, redeems it back? So then, v'yasav chamishas kesef erkecha alav v'kamlo. Then he has to add on a fifth also, a chomesh. V'im lo yigalish es asada, v'im achar es asada lishacher, lo yigal od. But if he doesn't redeem it, and if they sold a field to someone else, lo yigal od, he can't redeem it anymore. V'yasada b'seiso v'yovel, kodesh l'ashem k'stei acherim, l'kohen t'ye achuz aso. And it goes to the Kohen if it's not redeemed by Yovel. That is all stei achuza. Stei mikneh is very different. The Torah continues. It's all Torah Shabbat. V'im estei miknaso, asher lo mistei achuzaso yakdish l'ashem. If it's stei mikne, v'chishav la kohen es miksas ha'erkecha ashtas ha'yovel, v'rasen es erkecha v'yabu kodesh l'ashem, v'tas ha'yovel, yashuv asad al-asher kono meito. It goes back to the one who originally owned it, asher lo achuzas ha'aretz. Like we know by Yovel, lands go back to their original owner. With that background, now we get into the brisa. So again, now it makes a difference. If somebody is makdish trees, so trees don't have the special din of being of chamishim shkalim for a chomer zera saorim, only land. So when I'm makdish trees, do I look at it as if the land was also sold? That's why it makes a difference, because of the difference in how much I will redeem it for. So hikdish, again, the brisa hikdish shloshi ilonos mivata asor lebeisa hare hikdish zakarkav as ilonos shemeneim. So if I'm makdish these trees, so then I'm also makdish the land and the trees in between. Lefichach, therefore, kishehu podeh, base, zera, chomer, sorim, b'chamishim, shekel, kesef. This is treated like a land, even though I was only mocked as trees, and therefore I redeem it by the same special numbers that the Torah says. Pachos mikan, o yoser alkan. What if I redeem it for... Pachos mikan. If the trees are closer together, they have less space in between, and therefore they don't get the normal nourishment from the land. O yoser alkan, or they're more separated. O she hekdishan bazeh acharzeh, or I was makdish them... I was makdish the land, and then I was makdish the trees, so to speak. If I was makdish the trees, I'm sorry, ze achar ze, a tree, one after another, right, fifth line in the Rashbam, not the karka, trees one after another, lohaya daito lahakdish karka. If I was makdish one tree, and even if it's the exact same dimensions, the measurements, the three trees, but if it's one after another, then I was not makdish the karka or the trees beinehem. Lefichach shupoda podes ilonis b'shavien. But that is why I would just be poda the trees for their value, like any hekdish, that you don't say the cheshbon of chavishim shekel kesef only by makdish de achuza. But by trees without karka, you don't say that. Vilo od continues the brisa. Ela afilu hekdish eso ilonos. The chaz of hekdish is a karka, is what I was referring to before. What if you amakdish the trees and then you amakdish the karka? Kishu podeh podeh ilonos b'shavyehen. The trees, again, obviously you makdish the karka separately, it's not included. The trees are a separate entity. So therefore, if I makdish the trees, then when I podeh them, I podeh the trees for their value. V'chozer upodeh beizera chomer sorim v'chavishim shekel kesef. But then I can be podeh the karka afterwards, because that is what is given beferish by me. That is the brisa. So a couple of things to talk about, but first let's read what the Gemara brought this brisa for. So Mani. So who is the author of this brisa that says sometimes if you're makdish the trees, so then automatically this field goes with it, but if I makdish the trees one by one, then the fields do not go with it. So Mani, Rabbi Akiva, if we say this is Rabbi Akiva Shita, Ha'amar Mocher, Ba'ayin Yafe Mocher, V'koshkei Makdish. Rabbi Akiva says even by mocher, the person has a very generous attitude, so surely by makdish, as we've said, makdish is even more than a regular case of mocher. And therefore, you should be able to redeem based on the field, lefi karka shabo, right, and not just based on the trees, right, as the Rashbam says, and the last few medium lines in the Rashbam. Let's read it. Ilema Rabbi Akiva ha'amar bayin yafe mocher. V'svirale de mocher shnei lonos yesh lo karka lelokeach. Rabbi Akiva says if you sell two trees, the buyer has the land. The less leila masi son da mocher is a svida. Da lokeach shnei lonos b'toch shel chaveiro. He doesn't know if I buy two trees in my friends ain lo karka. Right, that was the chilim between two and three trees. Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold that way. Rabbi Akiva says even two trees. Ela rabbanani v'koshekin the Rabbi Akiva makdish bezi lanos o gimel b'zachar zeh to yishlo miel lahekdish makom elanos. But if you're makdish two or even three zachar zeh, the land should also go and it should be poded agav karka based on zera chomer saorim. Right, it should be included. So if it's Rabbi Akiva, if the price is Rabbi Akiva, that doesn't work because the field should also be hukdash. E Rabbanon, and if it's the Rabbanon Shita, ha amrin and mocher hu deba'ayin ra'a mocher avo makdash b'ayin yafe makdash. Even according to the Rabbanon, they only say ba'ayin ra'a by mocher. But by Hekdash, they should also agree by Ayin Yafa. So whose Shita does this Brisa reflect that says that if I makdish the trees, I am not automatically makdish the land in between? In certain cases. Elab Shita, Rabbi Shimini. So who's left? It's not Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan. So who's left? It must be Rabbi Shimon Shita, who was in our Mishnah yesterday. Rabbi Shimon says that there are limitations even to a case of Hakdasha. Remember, Rabbi Shimon said in the last line, if a person is makdish a field, they're only makdish the Chara of Amurkav and the Sadan HaShikma, but they're not makdish all the other items that are usually included in a more inclusive transfer of ownership. So you see from this understanding, that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva don't go together. This brisa could only reflect the shita of Rabbi Shimon and not the shita of Rabbi Akiva. So back to the question that we had earlier. Rav Huna, is it like Rabbi Akiva? Is it not like Rabbi Akiva? We just said it's a machlokas tanoim, but now we are a little stuck. So let's stop there for a minute to make a couple of comments. Number one, the talking about, let's actually first focus on the daf right here. So the Rashbam here quotes regarding Hekdesh. Well, right before we had read what we read before, he quotes the principle of how these items become Hekdesh. The Rashbam quotes, the amirasa legavoa kemesirasa lehedyot umishasha hukta shirui and liftos bidemei and below karka. Right when a person says, right, the Rashbam is dealing with the issue of if I'm makdish trees and then I'm makdish the land afterwards, did I do a kinyan on it? Like, how did it work b'zeh charzeh? The Rashbam says it works b'zeh charzeh because it goes by amira. When it comes to being makdish something, amirasa legavoa kemesirasa lehedyot, as the Mishnah says in Maseches. In Maseches Kiddushin. How exactly does that work? We just mentioned this a couple of days ago. Just by saying something, giving something, being makdish something to Hekdesh, how does that work? Does that mean that there is no Maisa Kinyan? And you don't need a Maisa Kinyan, it's just more of a Chalos Kinyan? Like Chalipin might be just a Chalos Kinyan? Or is it something more? It is a substitute type. Sometimes you need a Maisa, and here you can have an Amira that functions as a Maisa Kinyan. What difference does it make? Well, there are various machlokos about amiras al-gavoa. Is it subject to rules of kinyanim, like other kinyanim? Right? Can you be machdish something la'achar lamid yom? Be machdish something la'achar lamid yom. By the, if you look in the Sefer Lumdus, where he has various hakiris with nafkaminas, he quotes there, adam machdish chefes la'gavoa la'achar lamid yom. Hevyot hamaknit av alachar lamid yom yochal lachzer bo tov shloshim v'ilo etzel hektish ish machlokes. If I'm makdish something laachar lamid yom, not my achshav, but just laachar lamid yom, can I be chozer bo betoch lamid yom? So by hevyot, yes. It only kicks in a month from now, so I can be chozer bo before that. What about by hektish? That's a machlokes. Whether you can be chozer bo betoch lamid yom. That's the run in the Daf Lamed that we were just talking about, that same run. But it could be that maybe there's a... This is the nafkamina. If you say it's really mamish amaisa kinyan similar to others, then it will be subject to the same rules. And nothing took place yet. It's la'achar lamid, and therefore that's it. If you say no, that amirasa l'gavoa is something stronger, so it could be that even if it's la'achar lamid, you wouldn't be able to be chozer, but once I have that amira. Or another example, what about asmachta? We paskin asmachta l'tztaka or l'hektish is kanya. So is that simple? If you say it's a in the regular world of kinyanim, it'll be harder to say that a smachta should work. You also need gemiras das by even a kinyan lehektish. And if not, if you say it's not in the world of kinyanim, then obviously it could solve other problems. What exactly is the source for Amiras LeGavoa Kedushas LeHedyot? So we like to quote the Yerushalmi. The Meiri there in Kedushin Afchav Ches quotes the Yerushalmi and just adds on one line. Yerushalmi says, what's the source of the principle of Amiras LeGavoa Kedushas LeHedyot? Yerushalmi says, LaShem Haaretz Umaloa. Really, the whole world belongs to Hashem, so to speak. Everything is hektish. Hashem allows us to have some things that we pretend that are ours. But Memela, once we want it to revert back to its original natural state, it's very easy. That's why you don't need a normal Maisa Kinyan, because it's basically going back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way their Miri says it, V'kanso lo chatsero ha-mishtameres l'daito. Right? And says it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kinyan Chatser. And therefore, right, when it goes into a Chatser, so the Memela, it's Niknet. Therefore, Amiras L'Gavoa basically gives it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very easy fashion. We're talking about Hakdasha. There are many understandings exactly in the mechanism of how Hakdasha works. We've mentioned often two of the ways that it might work. That's the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim, Baba Kama, Reb Chaim talks about the two types of hektish in terms of the result. Kachshei Betek Habayis and Kedushas Haguf. Whether something has inherent Kedusha, it's going to end up with inherent Kedusha, or something is going to end up with value Kedusha. If I makdish this table to the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash probably does not need this table. So it's Kedushas Betek Habayis, Kedushas Damim, the Beis HaMikdash will sell this table, take the money, and the table will become chulin. But if I makdish an animal to give us a carbon, that's Kedushas Haguf. That has inherent Kedusha. That's not going to be nifta by someone. Right, that, unless it gets a mum, but it's going to be given as a carbon. For eternity, it's going to be hektish. Explains Reb Chaim, those two hakdashas work differently. How do I know that? A Tosfos based on two gemaras in Perek Merubah. Right, the question is, we know that somebody is chayav dal v'hei if somebody steals and sells an animal. Right, tavach u'machar pays dal v'hei. What if I'm toveach u'makdish? I shecht it, and then I am makdash it. So, am I chayev dalad vehe? Is that considered a mechira? Psachim also. Is that called a mechira? So, there's a stira between two gemaras. Two gemaras not too far apart from each other. Two dafim away from each other. On daf ayin vav in Baba Kama, it says, when I sell it, the Gemara in Daf Ayin Vav in Baba Kama says that it's not considered a mechira. Meikara tura deruvin v'hasha tura deruvin. It was Reuven's ox, and now it's still Reuven's ox. 3 pages later, Daf Ayin Test, exactly same parak. Meikara tura deruvin v'hasha tura deshimon, describing hakdasha. It's a stira, 3 dot from each other. So is hektish called a mechira or not? Tosva says 2 different types of hektish. Kachim mizbeach and kachim bedek abayis. Kachim mizbeach, kedushas aguf. That is not called a mechira. Kachim mizbeach, kachim bedek abayis, kachim damim is called a mechira. Why? What's the difference? So explains Reb Chaim. They both end up being kadosh, but ironically, the one that's a more intense kedusha does not change on a financial, legal level. If I'm makdish my animal, what did I do? I imbued it with Kedusha directly. That's what I did. And therefore, legally, maybe it's still mine. But I imbued it with Kedusha, and now it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Kedusha's Vedek HaBayis is very different. You know how I imbue that with Kedusha? I first step, make it Mamono Shel Hekdesh. I make it Kinyan Kesef of Hekdesh. Memela, once it becomes Kinyan Kesef of Hekdesh, it gets Kedusha Memela through that Kinyan. First comes the Kinyan part of Hekdesh, then comes the Kedusha part of Hekdesh. That's Kedusha Bedek HaBayis, right? And therefore, there's a big difference between the two. Only one of them would be called Mechira for Dala Vehei, and one not. Where else? There are many other Rishonim that say this. Maybe we'll just mention one other line, and that is Rashi. Rashi on Daf Hei Amid Beis in Psachim. Rashi discusses, we know the Isser de Araisa of having chametz in one's rishus on Pesach, right? So the Gemara on Daf Hei Amid Beis excludes hektish. What if I makdish chametz? I have hektish chametz in my rishus. Do I violate Bal Yerubah Yimatzei? Gemara says no. You do not violate Bal Yerubah Yimatzei if you have hektish chametz in your rishus. So Rashi, without being forced to say this, or maybe he is forced to say this, Rashi Hema Bezim Sachim, Lafishan Emer Lo Yiralacha, Dimitachsiv Lacha Mashma, Mina Shalacha Yataroe, Avalataroe, Bigvulin Shalacherim. You're only not allowed to have your Rishus, but you're allowed to have, Chametz of others. Kigon. Kigon what? Kigon Shel Nachri, right? A Goy's Chametz, you don't violate by Rabbi Masay, Vishel Gavoa, or Shel Gavoa of Hektish, Im Hikti Shel Mabedek Abayas. Whoa. Rashi throws that in, right? If you're Makdish Lebedek, why does Rashi say that? If I'm makdish flour to use for a carbon mincha, I'm gonna violate Bal Yerubah Yimatzei. That's also hektish, isn't it? Why does Rashi limit it to kachim bedek abayis, not kachim mizbeach? So according to Reb Chaim's chilek, and based on Tosfos and Baba Kama, it works out beautifully. Why? Because bedek abayis, it becomes not mine. And then memela of the kedusha flows onto it. That's why I don't violate Bal Yerubah Yimatzei. By kedushas mizbeach, it's inherently mine. But I just imbued it with kedusha. That's why I'm going to still be violated by Rabbi Yimatzei. So those are two mechanisms of Hakdasha. If you look, we mentioned a number of times this in the Sefer Chakiros, which talks all about a lot of these, it's a kovitz of more than a thousand pages of various ideas. He gathers many achronim, and he ultimately has 7 understandings of the mechanism of Hakdasha. Maybe the Kinyan causes the Kedusha. Maybe the Kedusha causes the Kinyan. Maybe it's just the Kedusha. There's no Kinyan at all. There's just a Hakdasha. This is not like Kinyanim at all. Maybe there's both the Kedusha and the Kinyan, but they're not related to each other. Maybe it goes through each of the one. And maybe there's a Chilip, two Kedusha, 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 Bedek HaBayis, right? That's Reb Chaim. At the end, he has one of those, but he goes through many Nafkaminas regarding this. But this is all part of what we're discussing here, the Hakdasha that is mentioned in this Braisa. And now let's get back to the Gemara. Again, there's other rise to that Reb Chaim, but we'll leave it for now. Says the Gemara now. So where are we up to? We're up to a problem, right? This Braisa reflects the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Of Rabbi Shimon and not Rabbi Akiva. So you cannot say that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva are the same Shita. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, 6 lines up, Rabbi Shimon, Aliba Daman. So 1 second. Who does Rabbi Shimon hold like? We just said the Braisa is like Rabbi Shimon and not like Rabbi Akiva, not like the Rabbanan. But does Rabbi Shimon hold mocher ba'ayin yafe, ba'ayin ra? Like, what is his basic shita? Rabbi Shimon, aliba daman, I aliba de Rabbi Akiva, is he like Rabbi Akiva, who, as we discussed yesterday, right, his student, Rabbi Shimon is the student of Rabbi Akiva, one of them. Here, on Rashi, on Rashbam, on today's daf, quotes the Gemara in Yevamos. Not yesterday. Yesterday he just mentioned he was his Rav. But the Rashbam here, on the third line, he says, the third wide line, Rabbi Shimon Aliba Daman, Mi Rabosav. Which of his Rabbeim is Rabbi Shimon holding like? Rishon Bayachai. Shaharei Mi Talmide Rabbi Akiva Haya. He was one of the students of Rabbi Akiva. Kid Da Amrina, like the Gemara says famously in Yevamos Lamech Beis, Achabar Rabbi Akiva, after the 24,000 students died, until Rabbi Akiva came, Eitzar Boseinu Shebedarom, the rabbis of the south, Bishana Lahem, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Nechemia. The five major students that restarted Torah Shebaal Peh after the previous door was decimated. So Rabbi Shimon Aliba Daman, so which of his Rebbeim is he holding like? So I Aliba Rabbi Akiva, if he's following Rabbi Akiva, that's not true. Ha'amar Mocher Ba'in Yafe Mocher. The Koshkein Makdish. Rabbi Akiva says, even by Mocher it's Ba'in Yafe. So surely Makdish, and then you would say the land is also Hukdash, not just the trees. So Elab Shita Aliba Darabana. So it must be Rabbi Shimon is following some of his other Rebbeim, the Rabbanan Shita. And therefore, Vikasava Rabbi Shimon. So how does it work if he's following the Rabbanan Shita, who usually says, Mocher Ba'ayin Ra'a Mocher, Vikasava Rabbi Shimon, add in the Bach, Din Gavawa Kedin Hedyot. Hektish is like Hedyot. And therefore, you don't make the Kavachol, you don't say the Chiluk that the Rabbanan said before. It's within the Rabbanan that Mocher is Ba'ayin Ra'a, but Hektish is not so different. Ma Din Hedyot Mocher Ba'ayin Ra'a Mocher, Af Kihechi de mocher bain ra mocher, makdish nami bain ra makdish, umishayer ara. And therefore he leaves over land. Even when he's makdish the trees, he leaves over land. So again, this is really the end of the question. Should have stopped here before. And therefore, we're back to the Kasha and Rav Huna. Even the Rabbanan would agree, that when you're makdish ilanos, you're not mashir. The way that the Rabbi Shimon understands the Rabbanan, even when you're makdish ilanos, you're not mashir the land. Rabbi Shimon is mashir, but you're not mashir the land by them. And therefore, who does Rav Huna go like? Rav Huna, who said that if you sell a field and you keep trees by you, so then the land stays by you as well. So who is that according to? That's the kasha we're back to on Rav Huna. So Gemara says, wait a minute, you only think it's a kasha on Rav Huna? What about within Rabbi Shimon? The Ela Kasha, Hova Yonkim Yistei Hektish. Right? We have a, forget Rav Huna, we have a Kasha, Rabbi Shimon, or Rabbi Shimon, because here we're here it's Mashma that Mocher Ba'ay, or Makdish Ba'ayin Ra'a Makdish, right? That's what we just said. This is Rabbi Shimon Shita, this Brisa that we just had on Amud Aleph, and therefore, when you're Makdish the trees, you're not automatically Makdish the field. But 1 minute, didn't we have on Amud Beis yesterday, Amud Beis, right, we on the little daf, Amud Rabbi Shimon, you can look back, Matam, Ho'ov Yonkim Yistei Hektish. Didn't we just say that if you're Makdish trees, and the trees are nourished from the field of Hektish, the field also is Nechshav belonging to Hektish. And that was Rabbi Shimon talking, right? So before we have to answer the question of Huna, we have a Stira and Rabbi Shimon. What does Rabbi Shimon hold by Hektish? We're saying, all right, Rabbi Shimon holds that Hektish is just like Mocher. And Mocher is Ba'ayin Ra, and Hektish is also Ba'ayin Ra. But within Rabbi Shimon, we have a Stira. Does he really hold Ba'ayin Ra? So Ella, the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, L'divram D'Rabbanan Ka'amar Lahu. Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah is really not expressing his own Shita. He is really just saying, L'divrei Rabbanan, you know, at least agree to me in the following. As follows. Lididi, according to me, says Rabbi Shimon, Kihechi de mocher ba'ayin ra mocher, makdish nami ba'ayin ra makdish, v'shiyure mishayer. I hold that makdish is is no different than mocher. Fine, no saying. Matana? Okay. By matana, maybe Rabbi Shimon would agree that that's different. But by mocher and hektish, we both say that he's not giving everything to the buyer, and also to the Makdish. Therefore, even in the Mishnah, that's not reflecting his own Shita. Lititchu, but according to you, Rabbanan, Odu limiya, at least admit to me, Delo hikdish elacharav hamurka v'sadana shikma. At least admit to me that it's limited, that when he was Makdishit, he was Makdish only these special trees go along with it, because those get yinika from the karka. But not the others, not the other items that might have been included. Yamri le Rabbanan, Loshna le Rabbanan would say Loshna, no, it doesn't make a difference. Other things are included as well. Okay, and therefore, based on this, the Rashbam adds in, so now we can say Rav Huna is even according to Rabbi Akiva, right, because we don't have to line up Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon And therefore, it could be even according to Rabbi Akiva, as the Rashbam says. Period. Okay. So, but now, next question. B'mayu kimta la, who were we mokim? The brice that we had on Amud Aleph, right? The Steachuza issues. The brice that we had, B'mayu kimta la, k'Rebbe Shimon. We said that brice is referring to, is Rebbe Shimon's, reflecting Rebbe Shimon's opinion, who says ba'ayin ra, and therefore, if I makdish three trees, one after another, or I makdish only a less amount, that it, the land doesn't go along with it. So, ema seifa, but what about the end of that brice? V'lo od, ela afilu hikdish esoyilano. The chazar mikdash is a karka. That was first makdash the trees and then the land. Kshu podeh, podeh se ilanos bishavyehen. A podeh the trees based on what their own value is. The chazar podeh beizera chomer seorim. The chamishim shekel kasef. Right, so we said that is what the brisa says. But we say one second. E Rabbi Shimon, if you want to say the brisa is reflecting Rabbi Shimon Shita, who said earlier in the case of being makdash trees, you're not makdash the land. But this latter part is difficult. Why? Lazel baser pidyon. Why? By the end of the day, what happened here in this case? You amakdish the trees and then makdish the land. So right now, the trees are on the land. If I would have been makdish trees and land, then it would have been all land. So here, why don't you go by the result? At the moment of your pidyon, it all is hektish. The Rashbam adds in one line in the Gersa. Lazel baser shas pidyon. Why don't you go after the moment of pidyon? Vinifriku agav arayu, and be po to it agav the land that all is hektish now. Why? Because after all, the shamina le the Rabbi Shimon to azo baser pidyon. Because we learned elsewhere in a different context. I mean, similar but different context. The Rabbi Shimon goes after the moment of pidyon. That is the key moment. Ditanya, as the brisa says as follows. As we mentioned, we'll get to the minyan mitzvah soon. Be'ezus Hashem, but first we have the Brisa. We know that there's a difference between Steachuza and Steimikne. We'll get to all the differences, in a minute. But the Brisa says, V'tanya minayin, minayin lokeach sadame aviv, v'hikdisha, somebody buys a field from their father, and they're makdish it. So that is a Steimikne or Steachuza. So at the moment it's a Steimikne, because it belongs to my father, and then now I makdish it. V'acharkach beis aviv, but then the person's father dies. So, he was makdashit already. At the moment he was makdashit, it was a stei mikne. But now, his father died, so it's really his stei achuza. So, it's his ancestral field that now he now owns. So, how do you treat this if he now wants to be podeh? What's the difference? By a stei achuza, you have to be mosif achomesh. So, what do you do in this case? Minai shetei levadav kestei achuza. How do I know, says the Tanakhama, that we treat this like a stei achuza, as if he got it before he was even makdashit, tamalomar, vim esteach miknaso, asher lo misteachuzaso. Only a stei mikne that is not a steachuza has different halachos. Sada she'ein ru'uya li'o steachuza, yatzazazu she'ru'uya li'o steachuza. Right, that includes only a field that will never be a steachuza, excluding this one, that is roi, to be a steachuza, like right now. Right now, this is considered a steachuza of the sons, even though at the moment that he was makdashit, it was not. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Shimon. There's our raya already. There's our kasha. Right, Rabbi Shimon, you see, goes by the present status, present reality. And therefore, you treat this like a steachuza. Let's finish the brisa. Rabbi Meir Omer, minayin lokeach. Rabbi Meir argues, he has a more limited view. Minayin lokeach sodamei aviv. If he had bought the field from his father, umeis aviv v'achar kach hikdish. He bought it from his father, then his father died, then he was makdashit. That's the case that's called steachuza. Minai shetei lefadav kesteachuza, tamalomar, based on the same pasuk, v'emestei mikraso asher lo misteachuza, so, sada sheina steachuza, yatazu shehi steachuza. So Rabbi Meir has a more limited approach. The father had to die before the hakdasha for it to be called the steachuza. But v'ilu Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, but according to the first view, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, I'm going to read the Bach takes out the next line, afilu hecha dehikdisha viacharkach meis aviv haveis steachuza. Right? Even in a case where he was makdash before the father died, it's still called a steachuza. So minalahu, how does Rabbi Yehuda Shimon know that? How do they know that? Imi haikra, back to the Gemara, if you want to say it's really learned out from the pasuk, emel kedre meiru daasa. Why would they, if it's all learned out from the pasuk, Rabbi Meir has a more limited chiddush that he learns out from the pasuk. If you bought it and then the father died, then you're makdashit. So that's a lesser of a chiddush. So if it's just the pasuk, you should learn that chiddush from the pasuk, not the greater chiddush that they learn, which is even if the father dies after, they will mock the shid. So it must be, says the Gemara, that it's not purely being learned out from the pasuk, but it's also being learned out with a little svara. A little svara with the pasuk, and that's why you learn out the pasuk this way. So elo lav mishum da azli basar pidyon. Isn't it because that you go by the moment of pidyon, and right now the father's dead, and it's my steachusa, says the person, and therefore we're back to the question of how can you say that the author of the brisa is Rabbi Shimon, because the first half of the brisa fits into Rabbi Shimon of mocher and even makdish ba'ayin ra'a makdish, but the second half of the brisa goes against Rabbi Shimon, because we know from elsewhere, Rabbi Shimon holds that you go after the present reality. And here, it seems like in our Braisa, he's not going by the present reality. He's treating the trees separately from the karka. Good. Let's just finish the flow and then we'll make some comments. So, Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, La'olam ba'alma, Rabbi Shimon lo azli basar pidyon. Really? No. There's no proof from that, this second Braisa, that Rabbi Shimon goes by present reality. Really, Rabbi Shimon does not go by present reality. And that's how he fits into our Braisa. There, it's pure pasuk. It's not svara. They learn that from the pasuk. The misvara, they might have said, you don't go by present reality. V'hacha kra ashka chuvitzrosh. They darshin from the pasuk. Im kain, the following. Lichtov kra. The pasuk should have said, v'imestim mikraso asher lo achuzaso. Without the mem and the sada. Inami ste achuzaso, without the mem. Mai asher lo mi ste achuzaso. So that's a limiting letter. Es she'ena ru'uya lio ste achuza, yatzuzu she'ru'uya lio ste achuza. So basically, they learn that from the pasuk. Nothing to do with the svara, and therefore there's no steer up in the shita of Rabbi Shimon. Period. There's an interesting discussion in terms of minyan mitzvahs. The Rambam counts four separate mitzvos in terms of arachin. The Rambam in mitzvahs asay 1, 14, 15, 16, and 17, kuf yodale, the Rambam counts the din of arachim of a person. 1, 15, arachin of a behema tmeya. 1, 16, arachin of a house. According to Psukim in 1:17, arachin of asada. V'im estei mikachuzaso yakdish v'chulu. V'im estei miknaso asher v'chulu. And then he quotes, interesting, stei mikna and stei achuzah are not quoted as two different mitzvos. The Rambam quotes areas of halacha as a mitzvah. Doesn't mean that you have to do it. The Rambam counts shor and bor as a mitzvah. Doesn't mean toin v'nitan. It just means to act this way in areas of halacha are also counted as mitzvahs by the Rambam. So the Rambam says here, va'al yachshov choshev, I'm reading in mitzvah kuf yud zayin, va'al yachshov choshev she'elu ha'arba minim min ha'arachin yiyu b'neim shituf yichayev she'yimnu mitzvah achas. These four, don't think I should count them as one. They're four separate areas of halacha. They all have different halachas. Houses, non-kosher animals, fields, and people. Aval hein arba mitzvos, yish l'kol achas v'hen din zulas din ha'acheres. Anam yichalim sham erech al tzad shitof Hashem. They're all called arachin because of the same word that we use to say. The arachin doesn't really have a translation into English, right? It doesn't mean value. Dhamma means value. Arachin means the set price, that set the amount of money that one would pay to the base of Mikdash. Ve'ein roi sheyimnu minei arachin kula mitzvah achas, kamo shalo yimnu minei karbanos kula mitzvah achas. V'zemavor im ha'as kalos, his taklos. Right? This is it's clear if you think about this a little bit, says the Rambam. So interesting, the Rambam counts four separate mitzvahs for arachin. But he does not count stei mikneh, for example, as different. Stei mikneh is not different than stei achuza. So why is that? Why does he count stei mikneh? There's differences in halacha between stei mikneh and stei achuza, right? So why are there any differences there? So if you look in the mitzvah samelech, among others, but he quotes the four differences in halacha between stei mikneh and stei achuza. Halacha l'maisa, what are the differences? Number one, if somebody's makdish stei achuza and yovel comes, didn't redeem it yet, so then who does it go to? Stei achuza goes to the kohanim. If a makdish may stei achuza, the kohanim take it. And by a stei mikneh, it goes back to the original owner. As we know, that's what happens by Yovel. Taxer Levilim Harishonim. Number one. Number two, stei achuza has a specific pidyon price in the Torah. 50 shekel. Whether the karka is good karka, not karka. Stei mikneh, no, you go by its value. Number three, stei achuza, if the bialim are po de'it, you have to be most of a chomesh. By stei mikneh,
They're not most of a chomish.
And number four, stay achuza, there's a mitzvah on the Baalim to be podeit. And gam kofin alzeh, quotes the Gemara in Arachin and Daf Chav Zayin. By stay mikneh, there's no, we don't find that there's a mitzvah or kfiyah for the Baalim. So these four differences, they are fundamental differences, but explains the mitzvahs of Malach. You know why the Rambam doesn't count them separately? Because all of these are not because they're fundamentally, different in terms of categories of halacha. There's a reason why there are differences, but the reason is not something fundamental in terms of the difference is because, is it mine or is it not mine? When I'm makdish, a stay mikneh, it's really not mine, right? It belongs to the original owner. So inherently, my hakdasha is going to be limited. It's not going to go to the kohanim and yovel because it's not mine. Right, it's mikneh. I bought it, and therefore it's not. Everything I do is going to be limited. It's not going to go to the kohanim, and it's not really full hekdish in that sense. And therefore, all those differences are really just our reflections of the fact that it's not mine. Baal Stei Achuza, it is mine. It's my ancestral field, and that's why it can be permanent. That's why there's chomesh. That's why there's differences. So the difference between them is just because whether it's mine or not, that's not enough to count it as two separate areas of halacha. There's a reason why there are differences, but not because of something more fundamental. He writes, "Da'arabam chilek b'dini arachin," and that rak bahani da'chiluke dinim shalahem umikoach etzen din shalahem. Sada and Adam, Behemoth Tameh, they're different rules and regulations the Torah makes. So that's counted as separate mitzvahs. But Mikneh and Achuzah, it's not because the Torah makes different rules. It's just that one's yours, one's not yours. And therefore, that could be, though, one area of halacha. Kiva de midin stea mikneh gufa leka chilik dinachinami. Be'ofen de lo yachso the Baalim arishonim v'gam stea mikneh yotzeis. He continues, and then he goes through each of the nafkaminas. Why those that flows from this little distinction and not a fundamental distinction that is brought in by the Torah. Okay. Also here, just interesting, I'm not going to focus on it now, the Gemara was assuming that Svara is on the level of Daraisa, as we mentioned often. The Gemara says this can't just be based on the Pasuk, it must be the Svara going along with the Pasuk. The Gemara is treating that as fine. The Svara can be on the level of Daraisa. The Gemara rejects that at the end and said, no, in this context it's all Pasuk. It's not Svara. Even though Svara would have worked. But again, that's an important line. We'll see at the end if we have time to get back to that. But first, let's continue. Amar Rav Huna, finishing up. Amar Rav Huna, six lines up. Charav Amurka v'sadana shikma. These major significant trees that we've said have different halachas than other trees. Torah's Ilan Olav, Torah's Karka Olav. It has sometimes the status of a tree and sometimes the status of karka. It's so significant. In what areas? Torah's Ilan Olav. It's like a tree. Teheicha da'akdish ozav and shnei ilanos. If I was makdish or sold two trees, vehai, and this one, yeshlo karka. It's considered as if it's a tree, so therefore there's karka sold with it. Right? This would be based on what we said before. If I sell you three trees, automatically there's karka sold with it. So what if I sell two trees and this one? This is called a tree. It's as if you sold three trees, and therefore the karka is nicknamed with it. But Torah's karka love, sometimes it also is called karka. In what way? Dolom is davein agav ara. If you sell a piece of land, so then it's not mizdavein automatically with the karka, that like other trees would be included in the karka, and therefore it has its own significance, like we had earlier on daf samaches. So that's regarding these two things. Amrafun is similar. Omer, once we're talking about things that have middle status, Omer, what if somebody has a big sheath, big bundle of wheat, of stalks? Sheishbo sasayim, it's huge. It has two sasayim worth of Omer in it. Torah's Omer alav, Torah's Gadish alav. For some halachas, it's called a bundle, a sheath, and for some things, it's called like a huge pile on the ground. There are differences in halacha. Torah's Omer alav, for it's called a bundle for the father halacha of shechacha. Deshnei Omer shechacha, shnayim v'hu einon shechacha. If I forgot two bundles in the field, that's shichacha. I have to leave that for the aniyim. But if I forgot three, that's not called forgetting. Because, mistama, I'm going to see it, I'm going to go back to it. So if you have two plus this one, it's called a bundle. And therefore, it's as if you left three bundles, and it is not shichacha. But Torah's gadish alav, but regarding another halacha, it's called a gadish, just like a pile. Titznan, the Mishnah says in Peah, Repeah has all the halachas of lechet shichah and peah. Titznan, omer, sheishbo sasayim, shchacha in a shichacha. If I just forgot this one, it's not called a bundle. This isn't a bundle. It's huge. And therefore, It is called a Gaddish, and it's not Shechacha at all. Right? One of the most fascinating mitzvahs that we only are able to be Mekayim when we don't realize it. Right? When we forget it. There's an Isser to go back, and the Isser to leave it there, but the moment of the mitzvah is when I forget it, and when I don't realize it. Amar Rabba, Bar Bar Chana, Amar Eish Lakish, Charva Murka Vasadana Shikma, those two, Banu Lamachlokas, Rabbi Menachem, Berebi Virabanan. So Rabbi Shlakish says, that's the machlokas. These two trees, the machlokas, is Racha Berebi or Rabbi Yossi Virabanan. Says the Gemara, why are you saying that? Valema Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon Virabanan. In our Mishnah, it was Rabbi Shimon. Right, on yesterday's daf. Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan argued, not Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi, why, or Menachem Berebi, why are you saying a different name? So Hakamash Malan, to Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Sphere Leir. Rabbi Shlakish is just adding that Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, that is just what he's adding by his hosafa. Okay, Hadralach Amokhar Sabayas. We'll have to stop here. Rabosai, we are up to the beginning of Amokhar Sasvina, which is the 21 agadic stories that all of the Mefarshim go into. We'll have to see exactly whether to take them literally or not. Each of the stories is something unique. Hashem, we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here. Over the next couple of days also, we'll have to see exactly which days will be up from the last cycle with Yantif, which days not. But either way, they'll all be up online.